Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Shout out to the 6 a.m. Club. Going to try to get you to your weekend as quickly as possible here on 105.3 The Fan. Sean Tree, RJ Choppy, and Cowboys insider Bobby Belt with you. Thanks for being a Tolo. We want to hook you up with our final tickets to the Dallas Open during the 7 o'clock commercial-free expressway. Yesterday in Crosstalk, I was holding hands with Kevin Hagelin as the news came out from Ed Werder that Dion would take the Cowboy job. And Jerry Jones was enamored with the idea. Here's Ed with more on the Dan Patrick Show.
Everything I continue to be told, Dan, is that Jerry is interested. It was described to me as he's enamored with the idea. Obviously, it's hard to imagine any coaching candidate who could create more interest, someone that Jerry could more sell to the fan base here, which needs to happen, and make Jerry more money. Than Deion Sanders. I mean, he won a Super Bowl here as a player. So there are also people around Deion who tell me that he's being urged by his supporters in Colorado to take the job, and that they believe if Jerry ever does offer him the job, that he will take it, that he has an extension to remain at Colorado on his desk that he hasn't even looked at as he considers these other possibilities. But, you know, I mean, there are also people close to Deion who tell me they don't see it happening, but they've seen things happen with Jerry Jones that they didn't expect to happen before.
Deion has a Colorado extension on his desk. He did something last night that made me feel a little uneasy, and it was a Tolo on Instagram who DM'd me and said, check this out on Deion's stories. And it was Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett doing their thing. And they're like, is Deion the head coach of the Cowboys? And they're like, no, it's close, though. It needs to happen. And Deion shared that. And I don't know why, Bobby. I don't know how that's much different from him leaking stuff to Schefter and hyping all that up. But that made me feel like this was a lot of entertainment and show for prime time.
Yeah, I don't know that it's as much.
The Tolo said, oh, this shows Deion really, really wants it. And I was like, I don't know if it shows he really, really wants it or he just really, really wants us talking about
like
it.
Like flirtatious, yeah. It definitely takes a level of seriousness out of it, or it feels like it does. Where yeah. At the very least, it's like, okay, either that shows that it's a little showy potentially, which Deion always has been. That's not unusual for Deion. Or it shows that... I guess sort of, I want to be careful about the word I use here. It shows a sort of the amateur nature at times of Deion, where he still doesn't understand like the professionalism of being a head coach.
Yeah.
That it doesn't change the fact that he may really want that. It's just that he doesn't know how you handle those sort of things.
It made me think for my 25-minute drive in, I was weighing back and forth like the professionalism versus like clown show. The show versus professionalism, because as you track Deion, a lot of falsehoods are becoming reality. He said he would never coach in the National Football League because he was too old school for these guys. He said, then I would coach, you know, if it was with my kids. Mm-hmm. And now it's, no, I don't necessarily, I could coach Dak. I don't necessarily have to have Shador or the team drafting my son. So we're going with what Deion has said versus what has been reported.
And what was it? It was the, oh, let me take my laptop. Let me go step out onto the porch and show you these mountains and show you why I'd never leave here. And that was about a question directly related to, like, the Cowboys.
Yeah. So I put up the poll. By the way, Choppy, you may have noticed on the fan cam, got up and walked away at the beginning of the segment for an exciting phone call.
The big fella, Nate Newton.
Big Nate!
Well, he called. I texted him last night, and he called. He will join us at 7:20.
Nice!
Yep.
So we got Nate Newton at 7:20. I can't wait for this based upon your conversations with him every Wednesday night in
Nate's
Frisco.
Nate's awesome. Nate is so good. I'm honestly, I'm stunned. Nate's coming on.
Did he reply to you, to Choppy and not you?
No, Choppy had already texted him, I knew, so I didn't text him.
Okay. We both texted Playmaker, and I got a random Michael Irvin phone call yesterday.
Man, wow. I gotta say,
what a flex.
Michael's pants might be a little too tight. Nobody butt dials more than Michael Irvin. Either that or...
It wasn't a butt dial.
Oh, it wasn't? No. Okay, because he butt dials me all the time. And I'm like, how big is that thing that it just is calling phones?
Why are his pants tight?
It's just like, it's just calling.
Because he wears those black sparkly ones. He wears these rainbow bright twinkle twinkle little star pants. I got to talk to him about that.
Got a hammer.
So Michael calls me and I hear all this like talking in the background, like a PA system. I'm on a flight. I'm landing right now. And I'm like, okay. Because I had texted Mike, you got to come on. I want Deion. Let's hype it up. And he's like, we need to hype this up. We need to do it. I'll call you back in 2 hours. I said, okay, Mike.
Did you anticipate you were actually going to get called back in 2 hours?
No, I did not. I did not. And I was not going to pick it up because deal with more chaos in the house with things and the sicknesses. But I texted him this morning. I said, when you wake up, whether it's in Jamaica or wherever I think you told me you were, get on before 10 a.m. So we'll see what happens with the always moving Michael Irvin. So I can't wait for Nate at 7:20. He's going to bring it,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, he is. I can't wait. Be exciting.
As soon as I put up a poll question, by the way, yesterday, do you want Deion as coach of the Cowboys? The options were yes to Prime, no, just more circus. 2,400 Tolos voted on this. What do you think the result was?
And how would
you vote?
I think it's probably 60-40 yes.
Pretty good. 57-43, yes. 57-43. How would you vote? For football winning.
For football winning, no, I don't. I don't think so. I don't think so. Okay. That's the. Is it juxtaposition?
Yeah.
What I'm in now. It's like I'm having a tug of war in my own head on what's best for the football team versus what the fun.
Well, let's answer.
Thing is.
Let's answer for football winning. You said no.
Yeah, no, I would say no. I would say no.
Bob?
No for football winning. No. I just don't. And I've been wrong on Deion at a couple different.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Points already, and so I can own that, but I don't think that changes the fact that I don't think that's going to work here again, like in the NFL period.
Pepe, would you vote yes or no that you want Deion for winning games?
I'm still all in. I'm yes. I'm with you, Sean. I think he brings a different vibe to the culture. I think the players would actually respect him on the sideline if they brought Deion there. He just brings a different vibe than the old Mike McCarthy ways.
This may be too simplistic a way to put it, but if you just take this past year, let's say injury situation happens the exact same way. Dak gets hurt in the Atlanta game, everything, but everything else is the same. They finished 7-10. What's their record if you think Deion's coaching them this past year? What's their record if you think Kellen Moore's coaching them this past year? Like, do you think it's any different, worse, better?
It's probably the same.
You think it's exactly 7-10? So does that maybe say you don't think coaching matters as much?
That's a total non-factor for me. It might be a little bit worse. Like, Mike's best work, as you mentioned last night, may be with the backup quarterbacks.
I mean, yeah, he was going into, yeah, he had started like 9-4 with Cooper Rush.
Look, here's the way I view backup quarterbacks taking over your season. I can only give you credit as a coach. I can't take away. That's my rule. If Belichick works that miracle season with Matt Castle, if Kevin O'Connell does it with Sam Darnold, I'm saying, holy crap, you're next level. If you bottom out and suck and you're terrible, Kyle Shanahan, I'm not killing you for having a no-name, unwatchable player play the position. Let me get into this for a second. As soon as we ended the show yesterday, someone immediately hit me up. And this is now the second person, so two sources, I believe it.
Two sources.
And someone said, Deion's not happening here. And the reason is Stephen Jones. That Stephen is not a Deion fan. Didn't really explain that much more. Why? What would be the issue? What would be the problem? But we do have these reports from Jane saying Jerry has taken the lead. Jerry's like going out there on a mission, making the phone calls, having the discussions, maybe doing the negotiation. We haven't heard anything about Stephen here. We haven't heard a lot about Stephen, his right-hand man. What do y'all make of that possibility, I believe probability, that Stephen would not be a Deion fan?
I totally buy it. I don't know what it was like in the 90s, you know, when Deion got here, what Stephen was, their relationship was. I have no idea. But, I mean, I buy it. It makes a lot of sense.
Let me remind you of something that happened in the 90s as the all-time classic clip has reemerged of when Jerry went out his nose first, taking the lead, and signed Prime.
Everything with me going to the Cowboys was Jerry. Everybody in Jerry's family wasn't with it.
I was our capologist at the time. I was really the guy learning the cap. Had a really good feel for it.
And I know you're trying to get the numbers, and this is what we ought to be doing, is the hard numbers. But when you really look at it, we really don't have many like this.
And Jerry comes in there and goes, boy, he's smiling ear to ear. And he goes, guess what? And I said, what? We got us a cornerback. Deion's coming to Dallas. And he goes, it's very simple. We give him $13 million signing bonus and 3 years of minimum salaries. And I go, that's like record setting. That's not going to sit well with our team. And he goes, we can't do that. And he goes, well, I already did it.
He basically shoves me up against the door with his forearm. And I looked at him and kind of smiled. I said, you're really not going to hit me, are you?
And, of course, I took a deep breath and he said, look, here's what we'll do. I can already tell you I'll be able to sell Troy, Michael, and Nemeth that this is going to be good for us. Doesn't hurt us under the cap.
I called a team meeting and put Deion's salary numbers on the board so that everybody could look at it. And I said, now I'm going to ask this room, do you want Deion or not? And, of course, the deal was a big yes, we want him.
Where was that story in Landman about Steven pushing Jerry up against the door? Yeah, that
has to be Jerry's new nickname, by the way.
Look,
Landman.
Yeah, that is a good one.
Land the man then in prime. Come on, land him.
Like, as much as Jason Garrett was like another son to Jerry Jones, Jason didn't have as direct an influence over Jerry as Steven does. Steven is the number one influence with Jerry. I don't know that Steven's totally the number one influence with Jerry if Deion Sanders is here. It might be a little closer. That just he may really love Deion, like personally. I don't know. But I could definitely see
it could be a turf battle.
I could definitely see where it's like, hey, we have enough odd structural build here in Dallas. That's gonna make things even more wonky.
It is. I mean, it could. I mean, Deion can handle it well, too. I mean, he can.
Have we known Deion to cede any potential authority that he has, though?
No, because he doesn't have to. He's Deion Sanders.
Right. Like,
that's
I don't think he would do that here.
Well, someone tweeted, it was Nicholas, said, someone tell Steven to take the keys away from Jerry. Cowboys are unwatchable at this point. And I wrote back and said, I want Jerry to take the keys back from Steven. And let's get buck wild with this damn thing. Nate Newton at 720. Just something I heard. Now two people, and I'm starting to believe it. I want to hear from Steven on the possibility of Deion. And will that just stop it? Will that just put an end to it? Or will Jerry win out like he did back in the day signing him? That's the big question.
Yeah.
If Steven's against it, because if I'm Jerry, I'm like, I don't want to hear anymore. We've tried it your way. We've done it your way. We've been conservative. We've been frugal. I'm getting murdered out here. These guys on the morning show are taking me apart nonstop. And I got a few years left. I'm going out my way. I am tired of laying up in two or whatever their golf analogy is. I'm driving the green, mofo. Let's do it, JJ. Let's do it. Let's take a look at what people say is the best football weekend of the year. We preview the NFL divisional round. Who are you rooting for? And Nate Newton to talk primetime at 720. All next with Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries for $2.99 each when you buy three. Take advantage of this exclusive digital deal. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, $3.97 per pound, limit one package. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.